Yud Tes Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 28th of October. Rabbi Raphael Goldblatt, Werther Avos Yidden. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the participants in memory of Rav Shlomo Svi ben Rav Moshe Mordechai Zichron Levocha, the late Mr. Herschel Golka, a Torah Way regular, a kind and gentle man whose honesty and goodness was an example to us all. Sorely missed by all the Torah Way family, Tehei Nafsho Tzururo B'Tzurah HaChayim.
There's a discussion in the Achronim, a famous discussion in the Achronim, starting with the Mishneh Lemelech, is probably the first who speaks about it, about what they suggest is a Machlokes Rishonim, possibly even a Machlokes between the Midrashim, whether the Avos Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and thereafter had halachically the status of Yidden, or they were still Bnei Noach, because until possibly Yetzias Mitzrayim, possibly Matan Torah, there was no concept of being a Jew and having that different status, with various nafkaminas, which we'll touch on as we work through the Makoros. I'm going to go through some Makoros for either side, and then I hope, I hope the Maskana will be that there is no Machlokas and there is no disagreement about it at all, which is a similar Mahalak to some of the Achronim, but we'll see as we go through it. So the starting point is Ramban in Parshas Emor. The pasuk in Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us that the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, whose father was a Mitzri, went out into the camp. He had a dispute with one of the people from one of the Shvatim, possibly from Matidon, about where he should have his camp, and he was Mekalel Hashem, and therefore he was Chayav Misa. So he's described as Ben Ho'isha Yisraelis. He was the son of a Jewish woman. Says Rashi, quoting Teres Kohenim, he went out for Soich B'nei Yisrael, Melamed Shiniskaya. Melamed that he had been Megaya, he chose to be Megaya. Why did he need to be Megaya? So this Ramban asks this question. Why does he need to be Megaya? We know that someone who's the son or daughter of a Jewish woman, even if his or her father is not Jewish, is Jewish. The Yichus for Yidden goes according to the mother. Therefore, to be defined as a Jewish person, since his mother was Shlomis Bas Divri, she was from Matidon, she was Jewish. The Chayyur, it should be posher that this person should be Jewish. Why did he need to be Misgayer? Says Ramban, the Rabbi Seinu HaTzorfatim, the Bali HaTzorfus, have an answer. They say that since he was born before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael didn't have any different status from any of the other Goyim. The Yichus, the definition to which nation one belonged, goes among other Goyim, other nations, Lefi the father. Therefore, he wasn't one of Bnei Yisrael who came out of Mitzrayim. He chose to come out of Mitzrayim even though it wasn't necessary. At some point in his life, he chose to be Megaya, whenever that may have been. But initially, he was a Mitzri.
His mother was Jewish,
right? His mother was Jewish. His mother was Shlomis Bas Divri Matidon. He was Basa Yisraelis. Pardon? She was part of the Jewish nation. There were no Jews. The Yichus was defined halachically in the same way as among other nations. She was part of Bnei Yisrael. Everyone who came out of Eretz Yisrael was part of the Jewish nation as such. Came out of Mitzrayim was part of the Jewish nation, but they didn't have halachic status of Yidden. Therefore, for the halach of Yichus, where there's a distinction between Bnei Noach, who go to see the father, and Bnei Yisrael, who go to see the mother, that distinction didn't yet exist until after Matan Torah, or until after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Since he was born before Yetzias Mitzrayim, he would have been defined as a Mitzri, and therefore he wouldn't have been part of Bnei Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu was taking out. He would have been a Mitzri who chose to come with and was Megaya later.
So he had to be Megaya after Yetzias Mitzrayim.
There may have been Gior before as well. You can't. That depends if you hold. You can choose to join the nation, which is another discussion. Right. So that's Ramban quotes Rabbi Sinat Zofatim that they said that this question is not true. It's clear from the Teres Kohenim. Teres Kohenim says this person needed Gerus. That's because before Matan Torah, the status of a person defining which nation he belongs is the same way as it is for the Bnei Noach after Matan Torah, for the Goyim afterwards. And someone who's the son of an Amaleki man and a Kanani woman is an Amaleki. Someone who's the son of a Kanani man and an Amaleki woman is a Kanani. It's only when defining whether someone's a Yid, which is only after Matan Torah, according to this Pshat, that there's a halacha of going to feed the mother. That distinction between the Goyim and the Yidden is in the Gemara. And the Hosofa of the Bali HaTosfos is that only came into existence at Matan Torah, because until that point, they didn't have any different Kedusha, they didn't have any different status, they were just another of the nations, and therefore the definition of which nation they belonged to went to feed the father. Says the Ramban, that's not possible, it can't be like Rabbi Sinan Sofatim. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, Dafid Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin is looking for sources that there's a halacha of Yerusha among Goyim. Right? We know that from the Pesukim, that a son yashens his father, a brother yashens his brother, etc. Does that halacha exist in the case of goy? Mar brings a makor that ki yerusha le'esav nasati es harseir. I have given harseir as a yerusha to bnei Esav, to Esav and his descendants. Says the Gemara, that's not a proof because mumashani, someone who was a yid but has abandoned the Torah. Maybe he has a din of Yerusha, but a genuine goy who would never started off with a goy, maybe the halacha of Yerusha shouldn't apply to him. So the Gemara is explicit that Esav was a Jew who chose not to keep the Torah. He was the son of Yitzchak and Rivka. He was a Jew in the same way as Yaakov was. He chose not to keep the Torah. He was a Yisrael Muma. And therefore, Yerusha le'Esav, Nasati Haseir, is not the source for the halacha of Yerusha for Bnei Noach, because he wasn't a Ben Noach. He was a Yid, to a certain extent. Says Ramban, before us in the Gemara, I clearly demonstrated that even before Matan Torah, there was a different halachic status of being a Jew, and therefore Yerusha, even though the dinim of Yerusha had not yet been given, but the concept of Yerusha as applied to Yidden would have applied to Esav, to Yitzchak, to Avraham Avinu, even though it may not, at that point in the sugya, apply to Goyim. So Ramban, it's... Pardon? As soon as there's a different status of being Yidden with different halachas, why should it not apply to Yichus as well?
Because
the Ramban is saying that they both depend on the Shiloh of whether they had a different Kedusha or they were just a 71st nation. If they were just one of the 71 nations, then Yichus would apply to them the same way as the other Ammim. And the halacha of Yerusha shouldn't apply to them any differently. They didn't have any mitzvahs except the ones they were explicitly given. They were another nation among the 71.
They were another nation which had Yichus all through the father. This chiddush that it goes to the mother started after
Yeah, but the Ramban says that chiddush depends on the kedusha. As soon as you say it had the kedusha of Am Yisrael, then the Yichus had a different halacha. If they didn't have that kedusha, then it didn't. And similarly, to say that the halacha of Yerusha, even though it hadn't even been given yet as a mitzvah, could apply to them, will be dependent on the same shaila. That's what Ramban says that can't be. But the Torah's Kohenim says Sheniskaya doesn't mean real Geirus, it just means that he could have chosen to stay behind in Mitzrayim, he didn't. But of course, halachically, says Ramban, this person whose mother was Jewish was as much a Yid as anybody else who came out of Mitzrayim. Yichus goes with the mother from the time of the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu. So we have, it seems, a machlokes, the Ramban and the Bali HaTosfos, whether the Jewish nation before Matan Torah or Yetzias Mitzrayim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc., had a halachic status regarding Yichus and Yerusha in the Havamin of that Gemara, like Yidden or not. There's actually another Gemara which Ramban doesn't quote, Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf. Gemara says over there that it's in an Agadta Sugi. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, if you marry a Shivcha, your son will not be Misyaches Acharecha. Your son will not be your son. Even though, presumably, if there was a concept of Geirus, Avraham was Megaya Hogar. But the Gemara says in the Agadita that Yishmael, according to that, at that stage in the discussion, Yishmael was not the son of Avraham Avinu, which seems to be Mufurish, like the Ramban. And it's actually difficult why the Ramban doesn't bring it, but we're not going to go into that. So that's the same Nafkamina again of Yichus, but more explicit in the Gemara. The Ramban is making a comparison between Yerusha and Yichus. The Gemara in the Agadita actually says it about Yichus itself. That Avraham's son through Hagar would not be defined as his son. Possibly, the reason why it's not quoted as a raya is because that was before Bris Milah, and therefore it's shared even on the Ramban, because Ramban says Mufurish that they only became Yidden with the Bris Milah, but let's not go into that. So we have two Gemaras which seem to be clear, like the Ramban. Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin that says that Esav was Yisrael Muma, and therefore the halacha of Yerusha could apply to him even if it didn't apply to Ninoach, and the Agadata in Yevamos, which says that Avraham's son through Hagar was not Misyaches Acharov, would not have been possibly Misyaches Acharov. There's a third Gemara, which is another raya for this tzad, that before Matan Torah they still had the status of Yidden. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says that a goy who hits a Yid is Chayav Misa. One of the Sanhedrin and Zainov. It says the Gemara, what's the makor that a goy who hits Yid is chayav misa? Because otherwise, how could Moshe kill the Ishmitzri? Vayar Ishmitzri makeh, someone from Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Why was he chayav misa? How can you kill someone just for hitting someone else? He didn't kill him. Says the Gemara, it's clear that a goy who hits a Yid is chayav misa. So it's Mufurusha Gemara that Dosan or Aviram, whichever one it was, who was being hit by the Mitzri, by the overseer, was a Yid, had halachic status of a Yid, so that if a goy would hit him, that goy would be Chayav Misa. A goy who hits a goy is not Chayav Misa. A Yid who hits a Yid is not Chayav Misa. Only a goy who hits a Yid is Chayav Misa. There's no other punishment for it. No Tashlumin, no Malkus, and therefore he's Chayav Misa. So it's another Mefurish Gemara, a third Mefurish Gemara, that they had the status of Yidin.
There were loads more guys that hid Yidin that time. Loads.
Yeah, maybe they all Chayv Misa. Many of them died. They've all died by now. So, three Mefurish Makoris to Ramban. We started off with the Ramban. The Ramban seems to bring a Machlokes himself and the Bali Tosfos whether the Ovis had the status of Yidin halachically. Nafkamina Yichus Yerusha, and we've suggested the Gemara of Makke Ish Ivri. And three Gemaras, which seem to be Mefurish like Ramban. Gemara in Kedushin, which says that Esav was a Mumma. Gemara in Yevomus, which says that Avram's son through Hagar was not Misyachis Acharov. And Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that the Ish Ivri, who was being hit by the overseer, was a Yid, and therefore that mitzvah was Chayav Misa, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. So, however, we also, so the Mishle Melech and other Achronim take this on. They say that the Gemara in the Bavli clearly does hold, like the Ramban says, that the others had the states of Yidden, but they quote Midrashim and other Makoris, and they say maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and maybe the Torah's Kohenim is going with the other possibility, etc. The Maisat, that's quite problematic, because I have two Mefurish Gemaras for the other side. Two Gemaras that are Mefurish, that the Ovis did not have the states of Yidden, both in Sanhedrin. One Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there that a mitzvah that was given, was mentioned in the Torah before Matan Torah, and applied to Bnei Noach then, and was given, and is not mentioned again after Parashas Yisro. It's not mentioned in Mishnah Torah, etc. Not like Mila, which is mentioned in Lech Lecha, but also in Tazria. But it's only mentioned before and not mentioned afterwards, even though before Matan Torah it applied only to Bnei Noach, even to Bnei Noach, but after Matan Torah it only applies to Klal Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ve'ein lonu ela gitanosha alei b'Rabbi Yehuda. There's only one example. There's a Machlokes Tanoim in Chulin. Did the mitzvah of Git Hanoshe apply before Matan Torah or not? The pasuk says, "Alkein Le'echon Israel is Git Hanoshe." Does that mean it was osa for them then, or it only became osa with Matan Torah? Rabbi Yehuda says it was osa even before. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Git Hanoshe was osa for Bnei Noach before Matan Torah, but since it's not mentioned again anywhere else in the Torah, therefore with Matan Torah it converted into a mitzvah only for Bnei Israel. Now, who had the mitzvah of Git Hanoshe before Matan Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The pasuk is Mefurish, "Alkein Le'echon Bnei Israel." Only Yaakov, his sons, and their descendants had the mitzvah of Git Hanoshe even before Matan Torah. Nevertheless, the Gemara clearly calls it a mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach. It was given to the people who were not Yidden. Those people, some of the people who were not Yidden, only Yaakov and his family who were not Yidden had to keep this mitzvah. But with Matan Torah, it converted into a mitzvah that applied only to Yidden, who happened to be the same people. Mefurish Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, that the mitzvah of Git Hanoshe, according to the opinion that it was given to Yaakov and his family, was a mitzvah given to Bnei Noach. So they're clearly described as Bnei Noach, and it's not just semantics, it's not just terminology. This is the only mitzvah that is a mitzvah Bnei Noach and converts into a mitzvah Bnei Israel. That's what the Gemara is coming to explain, that there is this concept. So, L'chore, we have a stira. Gemara, the first three Gemaras that we've quoted, as the Ramban points out from one of them, seem to say Mefurish that before Matan Torah they had halachic states of Yidden. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the mitzvah of Git Hanoshe, according to the Shittah, it was given to Yaakov, even before Matan Torah, was given to Bnei Noach, was a mitzvah that Bnei Noach were mechuyev to keep, and converted into a mitzvah Bnei Yisrael at Matan Torah. A second makor is a Pirush Mishnayos la Rambam in Chulin Daf Kuf, on that machlokes of Git Hanoshe. The Rambam says that if a mitzvah was given to, mitzvahs that were given before Matan Torah, that are mentioned before Matan Torah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to somebody before Matan Torah, you and all your descendants have to keep mitzvah X. He says to Avraham Avinu, you have a mitzvah of Bris Mila, you, your descendants, everybody, the eighth day you have to do Bris Mila. If that would not be written in the Torah, and that be part of the Torah that was given at Har Sinai, we wouldn't be mechuyev to keep that. So that's what the Rambam says. He says with Matan Torah, there became a new concept, we became Bnei Yisrael. We only have to keep mitzvahs that are given to Bnei Yisrael. If it was given beforehand, he doesn't describe it as Bnei Noach, but it was given before Matan Torah, and not said to Moshe Rabbeinu again on Har Sinai, then that mitzvah, it wouldn't be incumbent upon us to keep that mitzvah. We would not have to keep mitzvahs Mila, we wouldn't have to keep mitzvahs Git Hanoshe, we wouldn't have to keep mitzvahs Pur Ravu, we wouldn't have to keep the Issei Vinachai, etc. All of those mitzvahs, if they hadn't been mentioned in the Torah, even though in the part of the Torah which is before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that Torah with everything else to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, it's the Nesinas HaTorah that is mechayev us in those mitzvahs. That's the Rambam. Now the source of the Rambam seems to be another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. Gemara says, the pasuk says about Mora, Shom Som Lo Chok U'Mishpot V'Shom Nisahu. He gave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Klal Yisrael Chok U'Mishpot. Says the Gemara, there were 10 mitzvahs that were nidu b'Mora. Rashi there only mentions 3. Gemara says there were 10. Shabbos, Hora Aduma, Kibud Ova'im, and the Sheva mitzvahs Pnei Noach. At Mora, which is before Matan Torah, but once Klal Yisrael already had the status of Bnei Yisrael having come out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-gave them the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Now, mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh wasn't given then. The mitzvahs Korban Pesach wasn't given then. All the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael as an Am were not given again in Morah. Only the mitzvahs that had been given beforehand were given in Morah. So Tosfos actually asks, what happened to Mila, what happened to Git Hanoshe? But the Gemara only mentions these 10 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the 3 which we understand from the Pesukim, there are drashas to understand how we know Shabbos, Kiptoveim, Paradumma is the Chok, etc., how we know they were given in Morah. But those are the 10 mitzvahs. So that's the Gemara, which is the Makor of the Rambam. There are other shot in the Gemara, but the Rambam understood this Gemara to mean, and Tosfos is consistent with that, that the mitzvahs, even if they were nitztaveh beforehand to individuals, have to be given again to Klal Yisrael as an Am. When the Rambam says Matan Torah, it's not strictly speaking Matan Torah, even at Morah, even at Yetzias Mitzrayim, but once Klal Yisrael are a nation, then they're given the mitzvahs in a different way, and that's what's incumbent upon us, to keep them as Bnei Yisrael. So it's clear from that Gemara as well, that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, at least, before HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, before Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to tell Bnei Yisrael the time to come out of Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs that were given to them were not incumbent upon Bnei Yisrael. They were mitzvahs given to individuals, and therefore they're not mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, they're not mitzvahs of Yidden, which seems to fit with the tzad that the Ramban rejects, that the obvious, that there was a different status created once Bnei Yisrael became a nation.
So on that side, why are we chayav in Git Hanoshe?
Because it's mentioned in the Torah.
It's not mentioned aftermath.
No, it's not mentioned aftermath in the Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Bereishis as well. That's the Rambam says. Mm-hmm. It's true that it's describing something that happened beforehand, and they may have had, whoever Yechidim had it beforehand, but the Matan Torah that was all given to Bnei Yisrael was then. So it says, asked, why was Git Hanoshe not given at Morah? Why was Mila not given at Morah? How do we know the Shiva and Bnei Noach were, but Mila and Git Hanoshe not? Well, that's a question. But it was at some point it's repeated. Mila is repeated in the not so much Tazriya, but that's
the question.
Yeah, Bnei Yisrael could mean only that generation. It doesn't have to mean everyone, but even the Rambam says, even if it means afterwards, we're not mechuyev to keep that because we change status that much at Yetzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah. So Lamaisa, we seem to have a stira. We have a Gemara in Kedushin about Yerusha, Gemara in Yevamos about Yichus, Gemara in Sanhedrin about Goy hitting a Yid that seem to say explicitly that they were Yidden, whether from the Bris Mila, from the Bris Ben Absarim, at some point they became they gained a different status, different Kedusha. Two Gemaras in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes about mitzvahs Git Hanoshe being mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Vov that the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach had to be re-given at Morah because otherwise they wouldn't have been mechuyvin. Then the way the Birish Mishnayos understands it, which seems to say that it's not so. What's the chiluk?
How could you keep Shabbos?
That's a very good question. There are at least 20 different answers to that question. We'll come to that as well, actually, later if we have time, but not yet. There's another point, which is that Lechora, if the Ovis had the status, did not have the status of Yidden, there could not be a concept of Geirus, of joining the nation beforehand. If someone chooses to become a Mitzri, he's not a Mitzri. He's a Canaan who's gone to live with the Mitzrim, and you may not have to kill him because he's not in Canaan, but he's not a Mitzri. So how could someone choose to join the Jewish nation beforehand, according to the Tzad of the Balei HaTosfos, that they did not have the status of Yidden, they didn't have a Kedusha beforehand? Someone who chooses to join them is someone who's chosen to keep the mitzvahs, chosen to follow the Torah. The nefesh she'osu b'choron, that Avraham Avinu was makariv, they were people Avraham taught about Rabbeinu Shalom, about brachas, but they weren't Yidden. Maaser Rashi over there in Parashas Lech Lecha says, nefesh she'osu b'choron, Avraham gier ha'anoshim, soro gier ha'anoshim. They were megayah them, they converted them into Yidden. More than that, there's a Meiri in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses whether a ger needs Milo Utfilo or only one of the two. Machlokes Tanoim in Yevamos. Says the Gemara, one Makor that Tvila is enough without Mila is women. A woman is Megayeres with Tvila, and she obviously doesn't need Mila. And the Gemara says, because it's Yevshe, it's different. Now, the Loshon of the Gemara is the Imochos were Megaya with Tvila. That's the Loshon of the Gemara. So the simple Pshat that Rishonim is that it means at Matan Torah, because the Gemara is talking about the Geirus that happened at Matan Torah anyway. But the Meiri over there says it means when Yitzchok married Rivka, when Yaakov married Rachel and Leah, they were matbil them in a mikvah to be Megaya them. Because otherwise, how would they have been Yidden? They wouldn't be allowed to marry Goyim. And they were keeping Kolat Torah. They weren't mechuyev to keep Kolat Torah Kula, but they were keeping Kolat Torah Kula. So it's clear that the concept of Geirus, of being Toivel, of gaining the Kedusha of being part of Am Yisrael, did exist beforehand. Now, of course, this is Rashi and the Miri, we could put it into the Machlokes Rishonim, but we don't see anywhere that the concept of Geirus does not apply. I would suggest the following, which Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Naftali Trop take on similarly. I'm not going to say exactly the way they say it, but we'll start off by saying that the Ramban is definitely correct. Of course, before Matan Torah, everybody had the status of Yidden, Avraham had the states of Yidden, Avraham with his bris, possibly with the bris ben Amsarim. At some point he gained the states of Yidden. The concept of Geirus applied, he can be Makarif people. It wasn't just teaching them about the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was being Megayah them, whatever the Geirus involved then. As the Meiri says, perhaps Yitzchok, Rivka went into a mikveh to be Megayah before she married Yitzchok, etc. And like the Meiri says, of course, they were halachically Yidden. However, Yishmael may also have been Yid. The Gemara says Esau was a Yid. Yishmael probably also was, yeah. Right, so the Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, etc., they all had halachic states of Yidden. Therefore, for Yichus, possibly the Tosas hold that Yichus is different, but the, like the Ramban says, that for Yichus they had the states of Yidden, for the Din of Yerusha has the states of Yidden, which is also dependent on Yichus to a certain extent, for the Din of Makkah, Ish, Ivri had the states of Yidden, of course they were Yidden. What have we asked from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, about Mitzvahs Gid Hanosha and about the Shelomis B'nei Noach? That's a completely different concept. The Rambam that we quoted in Pirush Mishnayos says that the mitzvahs that were given beforehand had to be re-given, because until then they were Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and afterwards they were not Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's completely different. Of course the people had the Kedusha of Israel, but however, the nation of Klal Yisrael as an Am, this is Rav Naftali Trop's point, the nation of Klal Yisrael as an Am did not exist until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, in order to have a Matan Torah, even of a specific mitzvah as part of Matan Torah, to have a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the part of the Nesinas HaTorah, even before Parashas Yisro, but Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach, the mitzvah is given in Morah, that can only exist to an Am. If you have a nation, you have Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Klal Yisrael, the Am HaBechira, the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are given those mitzvahs to keep as an Am, because we are closer to Hashem. The fact that a specific individual had the Kedusha of Yid is not enough to create that status, and therefore, Yaakov was a Yid. Yaakov was Jewish. How he married two sisters is in various answers. But he was a Yid. He wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs, most of them, but he was a Yid. However, he was given the mitzvah of Gid Hanosha according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was not given as Matan Torah of a mitzvah being given to Klal Yisrael, because that couldn't exist yet. He wasn't Klal Yisrael. He was a Jewish person, but there was no Klal Yisrael yet. Him and his family were not yet a nation in the way that was necessary to have a Matan Torah. Therefore,
what do you call all these Bnei Yisrael
in individuals?
We're
millions of individuals.
Nation. The Torah calls them the Jewish nation.
The Torah calls them Bnei Yisrael.
Ah, but they separate them from everybody else. They say the Bnei Yisrael behave like this, the God behave like that, so we're obviously an entity.
But until Moshe comes and says, I'm taking you out and taking you to your own country to have a Matan Torah and become the Am Hashem, until then, mitzvahs given to them were mitzvahs given to individuals. If they kept Bris Milah, some of them did, some of them didn't. They were keeping it as individuals who were all mechuyev because they were descendants from Avraham Avinu. They weren't keeping it as a mitzvah incumbent upon the nation.
So why did Yosef have a problem with his brothers eating Gid Hanosha?
Not Gid Hanosha, Evim Nachai.
Goy
is not allowed to be Evim Nachai. But that's still a question. Right, so they had the Kedusha of Yidden. The mitzvahs that they had were the mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's the distinction between the five Gemaras we've quoted. The Gemara in Kedushin about Yerusha is defined by the family relationship. It's not a mitzvah as such at this point, and therefore is defined by who was defined descended from who and how the kinyonim transfer. That's not a mitzvah as such, and therefore that for that status that's enough to be defined as a yid. Yichus, which is what the Ramban is talking about, similarly, and obviously a goy hitting yid, if he's chayav misa, that will have the kedusha of Yisrael, will be different. But the mitzvah of Gid Hanosha and the Sheva mitzvah Noach, they wouldn't be mechuyev. Now, the Mishnah says in Kedushin, the Gemara quotes in Yuma as well, that the Ovos kept kol HaTorah kula. Afilu Erev Tavshilin. They kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev Tavshilin. The Das Kenyon Balei HaTosfos in Parashas Vayera, and yesterday's Parasha actually asked a question. He says that it says in the Sikta, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches says that when Moshe Olal Amorim, when Moshe went to Klal Yisrael, he had a debate with the Malachim about keeping the Torah, and he argued with the Malachim, how can you keep Kirudov Aim, how can you keep Shabbos, etc. The Sikta, when it says this story, adds another example. It says that you, the Malachim, when you went to visit Avraham Avinu, you ate Basar B'Cholov. Says the Daz Akenim, if so, how could Avraham Avinu give them Basar B'Cholov? Avraham is being Nerna, he's giving his guests Basar B'Cholov. So Rashi says he gave them Chema B'Cholov, and afterwards he gave them meat, which is fine, that's Mutter, Midiraisa, or even Midrabanon, if you have a gap in between, you clean your mouth, etc. According to the Zohar, only with Bracha Achrona, that we can leave that. But the Malachim ate Basar B'Cholov. If the Medrash says, the Psikta says that the Malachim ate Basar B'Cholov, if so, Avraham Avinu was Nerna with Basar B'Cholov, because he gave it to the Malachim. So there's a suggestion in Briskerov. Other Achronim say the same thing, that they weren't cooked together, but because Malachim are gufom eish, so they cooked it in their bodies. But that's not the simple pshat in the Medrash. So the Daskenim actually says that it seems that the Psikta argues with the Mishnah. So Medrash, he argues with the Mishnah. And in fact, says the Daskenim, when the Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu and the Oves kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, he says it doesn't mean Erev Tavshilin, our Erev Tavshilin, which is only Midrabonon, based on the Isav Hachona, it's probably Midrabonon. He says that it means Afilu Erev Tavshilin, even Bosa B'cholov he kept, and don't think like the Psikta that he gave the Malachim Bosa B'cholov. That's the Daskenim who says that there's a Medrash that argues with the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says that the Oves kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Question is, if they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? How could Amram marry his aunt? How could Avraham be making a matzeva, which was Asa? So the Ramah says that only Avraham kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but there are many, many steers to that from Chazal.
He said that Sora was his
He said Sora was his sister, yeah, sister. But she wasn't. Yeah. I mean, the Christians believe she was, but yeah. Chazal didn't.
And one of the excuses is that they ate Bosa
B'chol. Yeah, that's only in the Medrash, though. That's not in the Gemara. Right. Yeah. So the Ramah says only Avraham Avinu, but there are many Mekores in Chazal, not like that. So there are several answers. We're not going to go into it in detail. The Ramban says they only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. The Maral says they only kept Mitzvah Saseh. The Rachaim says that they kept it as a voluntary choice to keep it, and therefore when they saw the Tzorach to go against it, they went against it. The Nefesh HaChaim says that they only kept the Pnimius of the Mitzvah, which may be the same as the Rachaim, whatever exactly he means by the Pnimius of the Mitzvah. Right, Lemaisa, they kept the Mitzvah. Famous question, how could they keep Shavuos? Goyish Shavuos is Chayav Misa. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel that there is no mitzvah that Klal Yisrael, there is nothing which is also for a goy but mutzah for a yid. That's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. There is nothing. There's no mitzvah. The oinshim, the punishments can be more chomer. A goy who steals is Chayav Misa. A goy who hits a yid is Chayav Misa. But there's nothing which is also for a goy and mutzah for a yid. Asks Tosfos, what about keeping Shabbos? Keeping Shabbos is also for a goy. Says Tosfos, because there's a mitzvah, therefore it's different. It's a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, that's an exception. The rule of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is that there's nothing which is also for a goy and mutter for yid. But if it's a mitzvah for yid, that's different.
Well, but how did they know the details?
They learned Torah, we know that. Noach learned Torah, the Gemara says. Where did they know the Torah from? Probably from Ruach HaKodesh. Presumably. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu had 400 prokim in Masechus of Zara. He had much more Torah than we had. So how did they keep Shabbos? Says the Briskerov, Tosfos doesn't mean that mitzvah shani, because it's a mitzvah, it's excluded from the rule. Meaning the rule is only muta and reshus, but muta and mitzvah is but osa and reshus, but osa and mitzvah is different. That's not what Tosfos means. What Tosfos means is, what's the issa for a goy to keep Shabbos? A goy is not mechuyev in mitzvah Shabbos. Therefore, if he chooses to keep Shabbos, he's encroaching on the special status that were given to Bnei Yisrael. The Archa Shulchan writes in his Hakdamot Hilchos Shabbos that's why we say in Nesatay Elikim, we specify about Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us and not the nations. It's Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Why should it not apply to everybody? Because our special status entitles us to be the ones who are chosen to keep the Shabbos, even though it's a Zecher for Brias HaOlam. So a goy who keeps Shabbos is encroaching on the special status of a Yid, and therefore it's also for him. That's what Tosfos means when he says mitzvah shani. He doesn't mean because it happens to be a mitzvah, therefore it's excluded from the rule. What Tosfos means is that since a yid is doing it as his mitzvah, therefore he's not the issa which applies to a goy is irrelevant. You could say it that a yid is also not allowed to keep Shabbos if for him to keep Shabbos would be encroaching on the mitzvah of the yid, but it isn't because he's a yid. Therefore, says the Briskerov, there's no kasha why the Ovos kept Shabbos. Which I would suggest links into what we just said, which is that they did have the status of yidin. Of course, they had the status; they weren't goyim. Briskerov doesn't mention that point, but if we accept that they had the status of Yidden, just that their mitzvahs were not the mitzvahs of Yidden, so even though they were choosing to keep Shabbos, nevertheless, their choice to keep Shabbos is not taking on somebody else's mitzvah, because they were Yidden. They're not taking on the mitzvah of Shabbos, which applies to Am Yisrael, and doesn't belong to them. They're not allowed to have that mitzvah. They're taking on the mitzvah, which will become theirs, because they are also Yidden at this point. Similarly, Tosfos in Bo Metzia, Daf Ayin, in Ezo Neshech, brings a Targum Yerushalmi. Targum Yerushalmi says that when Yechezkel revived the bones, the Atzomis Yeveshim, there was one body that wasn't revived because that person was a Malva Beribis. That person lent money Beribis. Asks Tosfos, but they were goyim according to this pshat. There's a Chazal that says they weren't, Bnei Ephraim. But Tosfos says they were goyim, they weren't mechuyvin, it wasn't also for them to lend Beribis. Says Tosfos, it doesn't mean that it was a punishment for lending Beribis. It means that all the other people had chosen not to lend Beribis, so they got the schus of being revived. This person didn't have that schus. Says Tosfos, and how do I know that you get a schus for keeping a mitzvah by choice, even when you're not mechuyev, because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov kept all the mitzvahs, and they got schar for this. So I see that there's a schar for getting a mitzvah. Says Asher Marsha, that's no comparison. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were keeping the mitzvahs that they would afterwards be mechuyev. If these people were goyim, what's the shaychus? I think the pshat in Tosfos is that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were not mechuyev in these mitzvahs. However, they were yidden. Since they were yidden, therefore the mitzvahs are relevant to them, shaykh to them. Keeping the mitzvah is considered a ma'aseh mitzvah. If a goy shakes a lulav, he's not going to get schar, because it's meaningless for him. It's not a mitzvah for him. It's not the same as a woman shaking a lulav, before anyone asks. For someone who is a yid, but not yet mechuyev in the mitzvah to keep a mitzvah, that's of course he gets a schar. That's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, kimu kol ha'Torah kula, therefore they got the schar. A goy who chooses not to be malva beribis, says Tosfos, since this is a mitzvah of din, and dinim apply to goyim, although he's not mechuyev in this specific aspect of it, but legabe, the mitzvah of being malva beribis, we can apply the same concept that is applied to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Meaning, if a yid keeps a mitzvah which he's not yet mechuyev, he will get schar. Similarly, if a goy keeps a mitzvah which is relevant to mitzvah's dinim, he will get schar. That's the comparison in the Tosfos, I believe. One more point, which we touched on earlier.
So if he doesn't learn to the yid,
only if he doesn't, possibly, it's not clear.
So
it's not, it was Osim Drabonon, used to be, then it became Moshe Nochnami, but for a go, if we're talking about a goy doing it by choice, I don't know if that would be the same way. Just one more point, the Mishnah Lemelech, Prosh Hashrochim, fairly well known, says that, the Chazal say that Yosef reported to Yaakov, Debosom Ra, Balaturim says, Gematria Shechoshesh Vahem Be'evim Nachai, they possibly ate Ev Menachai. Says the Mizrahi, how can it be they ate Ev Menachai? Says the Mizrahi, that they ate from a behemah mefracheses, a behemah that had been shechted and was still moving around, which the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel is mutter for a yid to eat, but Yosef held it was Ev Menachai. Says the Mishnah Melech, if so, the machlokes between Yosef and the Shvatim is the machlokes whether they were yidden or not. According to the Shvatim held that they had the status of yidden, therefore when they shechted the animal, even if it's still moving, they're allowed to eat it, it's not Ev Menachai, because yid is allowed to eat an animal that's been shechted. And Yosef held they were goyim and they weren't. And in fact, exactly the same shat is in the Moshe of Zakenim of the Balei HaTosfos al HaTorah. Now, Achronim ask that this pshat is impossible. Firstly, the maskon of the Gemara in Chulin is that goy is also allowed to eat from a fracheses, so the whole pshat is a non-starter. Secondly, the Maral asks in Parashas Vayigash in Gur Aryeh that the mitzvah, what's the difference between a yid and a goy? It's not that there's an issa of Ev Menachai for a goy and a different issa of Ev Menachai for a yid. There are some achrim who do go with that, but the Maral says that's not true. It's not that there's one issa of Ev Menachai which applies only until Shechita and a different one which applies until the animal's actually dead and stopped moving. There's one issa Ev Menachai. The mitzvah of Shechita, the chiyuv of Shechita, the changed status that Shechita brings, is matir that is Ev Menachai for a yid, and in the Hava and the Mora, that can't be matir for a goy. Says the Maral, if so, whether they were yidden or not, they didn't have mitzvah shechita. So how can their shechita be matir? Yifei Torah on the Medrash Rabbah says, probably means the same thing. His nusach of the question is that they only kept the Torah l'chumra. Here, keeping mitzvah shechita is a kula, because they're allowing the mitzvah shechita to be matir in a way that for someone who's not mechuyev, it couldn't. So how can the Mishnah Melech say that there was machlokes whether they were yidden or not? Now, according to the way we've understood it, which is that everyone agrees they were yidden. There was no machlokes, there is no machlokes between Chazal whether they were yidden or not. They were yidden. The mitzvahs that they were mechuyev to do were not mitzvahs of yidden. The mitzvahs that they chose to do, we've said, for example, about Shabbos, Lulav Tosfos in Bar Matzia says about all the mitzvahs, they were doing the mitzvahs that in the future, Klal Yisrael would be mechuyev. So when they chose to do mitzvah shechita, even though Shechita as a concept didn't apply to them specifically, but Lamaskonas Hangamora Shechita is also matir for a goy. That's only if it's a Shechita which is a genuine Shechita. So the Machlokes would be, possibly Pshat in the Mishnah Melech, but he doesn't say it this way, whether the Shechita that they chose to do as the mitzvah Shechita that would be Nitzdave later, since they had the status of Eden, could be matir the Issa Ev Menachai, even though they halachically wouldn't have had that heta of Shechita because they didn't have the mitzvah of Shechita. Meaning, the Shvatim held that since they were Eden, they're doing mitzvah Shechita which afterwards would be a Chiyuv, even though they're not yet Mechuyuv. The Issa Ev Menachai that they have is the Issa of Bnei Noach, because the mitzvah is only applied in the way that they applied to Bnei Noach. Nevertheless, they hold that in the same way a Shechita can be matir for a goy if it's a kosher Shechita, once the mitzvah Shechita would exist, therefore now as Yidden performing mitzvah Shechita, which afterwards would become their mitzvah, that could also be matir for them. And Yosef, according to this pshat, held that no, although they were Yidden, although they were doing the mitzvah of Yidden, but they didn't have the chiyuv of that mitzvah, and therefore that couldn't be matir for them, the Issa of Ev Menachai in a mefracheses.